Podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone. All right, shall we sync up?
Yeah, we shall sync up.
Wait,
No, hang on. This can wait.
Yeah, it can, baby. Okay.
Let it wait. Let it simmer, Noah.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankas.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week is my birthday, and to celebrate, Noah has an encounter with a homeless guy, Andy takes his in-laws to see the bodies exhibit and pandas, and it's another round of our worst movie ever tournament with a haunted house versus grown-ups too. And when you hear this sound...
I can see your house from up here!
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Tim?
That's me.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, baby.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, don't go any further. We have to pay rights.
Oh.
No?
Blah, 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 Mr. President.
Warner Brothers. I didn't know Warner Brothers owned it. Yet another musical choice that they make that I find questionable.
I mean, do they really go after people? I know people joke about it a lot. Oh, okay.
What if we change the lyrics? Because the original song is Good Morning to All, which I believe is public domain.
I believe that is correct. I think it's the tune plus the lyrics that people go after. Which is why last week when I was doing the shout out to Caitlin's birthday, I just played the music in the background. I'm like, this could be anything.
Very good.
Happy day you came out of your mother's vagina to you.
I think we're safe on that one.
Happy day you came out of your mother's vagina to you.
Happy day you come out covered in mucus and blood.
And vaginal secretions.
Now you're visualizing it. Happy nightmares.
Oh, man. I was going to go for the high notes.
Ain't nobody got time for that. By the way, welcome to Tancast, everybody.
Welcome.
I'm Tim, the birthday in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I'm the only one who's still 36. Woo, woo! In Tancast.
I'm Noah, the in and Tancast.
Who's not having any of these shenanigans.
No shenanigans.
And I'm in the prime of my life.
I'm on the downward slope. I fucked my back up like 3, maybe 4 weeks ago, and it's still fucked up.
Man, you gotta be careful when you do that, you know, high aerobic fucking.
That what?
High aerobic fucking, man.
Oh, for some reason I heard high rolic. I was like, what the?
High rolic fucking. You know, when you high rolic about it.
I thought Tim was going for, like, hieroglyphics or some shit like that. Like fuck like an Egyptian.
I met them, you know.
Really?
You did?
Yeah, the Bengals did a concert when I worked at the radio station.
Oh, man, Tim, those were the good old days, you know?
I remember that.
That was only, what, a decade and a half after they were relevant. I was like, sweet, I got to meet the Bengals.
Oh, yeah. I know that feeling about being about a decade after relevance, because it was in my movie this week. But we'll get back to that.
Oh, got it. I was like, you made a movie? But no.
No.
Oh, yes, no. I should point out, we don't have to do this now, but Noah, I asked Noah and Andy with their movies ahead of time because I'm going to be editing this at work and I won't have internet, so I wanted to record their trailers that I put on the movie. That I put in the show. After you guys list your movie, I put the trailer in for the audience to listen to. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to hear Noah's ahead of time and Andy's so I could have them edited, and I already do. But Noah changed his movie right after I finished editing, right after I finished recording the trailer and picking out the link noise for this week. So fuck it. We're keeping the same link noise. It doesn't make any sense because I don't think we're going to talk about that movie at all, but it's from the movie Jack Frost.
I can see your house from up here!
The link noise is unrelated.
I just started thinking, and, like, that movie is just way too self-aware to be, like, a bad, not, I mean, doesn't mean it's a bad movie, but it's just like, you know, they kind of know what they're going for. Like, we know this is bad and this is cheesy and we're going to, you know, we're going to go with it.
It's funny. I thought you did it because you knew how much I hated it. And you're like, Tim will definitely go with me over whatever Andy has because Tim fucking hated this movie.
Well, I did.
Oh, wait. So you did the horror comedy version, the one from the 90s?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, because there's another Jack Frost film also from the 90s that is supposed to be horrible, starring Michael Keaton.
I can see your house from up here!
We've seen them both.
We?
We were at the theater. You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see the other one.
Oh, you missed out, man.
Did I? Yeah, really?
Yeah, it was great. It was the best movie of all time.
I think I saw the one I needed to see.
I don't think anybody needs to see either of them. That's when we put that out there.
It was not the Jack Frost I deserved, but the Jack Frost I needed. I maybe if I watched it again, I didn't actually watch it. So maybe if I did watch it again, I wouldn't have enjoyed it. But I was like, that movie was kind of funny.
By the way, I got to say kudos to Warner Brothers for putting out a movie with the exact same title as a horror film 1 year later as a family comedy.
With almost the same premise.
Yeah, because that is going to be, I mean, the way that the snowman looks for the Michael Keaton movie is still creepy as fuck. So I'm sure that there were at least a couple of VHS rentals. Kids, ask your folks about those. That went very, very wrong for some families right around 99, 2000.
The best part is that the snowman in Jack Frost, the Michael Keaton version, you may notice, if you look carefully, looks a little bit like George Clooney. Because that's who was originally cast in the role. And then he said no. And they said, should we fix the snowman? And they said, fuck that. And then they just went ahead with it.
Do you know how much time Jim Henson's Creature Shop has put into this? No. Well, far more time than we put into the script.
It's a little fun fact I learned from How Did This Get Made?
I can see your house from up here!
Interesting.
Ah, there we go. I just sure making sure I prevent an app nap.
Ah, that's good.
I remember now.
What a great birthday present. Noah didn't fuck up.
Happy birthday, Dink and Lambert's vagina to you.
So, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Since we last talked, what did we do?
I don't know. Did you figure out what your belly button was for?
No.
Huh. What the fuck?
I don't know. Noah seemed like he came to some sort of realization. I was trying to tease it out of him because he just sort of derailed right after he said.
We didn't hang out last week, right, Tim?
We hung out before we podcasted.
Okay, right. Okay.
Hence the audio of it is on the podcast.
I saw Grand Budapest Hotel. And
is that a place people stay?
It's a movie, Wes Anderson movie.
Oh, that's why I don't care.
And I fell asleep. Not because it was bad. I was just very tired.
Because it was dull as shit.
No.
Dull as shit.
No.
Dull as shit.
All right, we get it. It's dull as shit.
Although I don't think me and Tim talked about the homeless-looking guy that talked to me specifically when we were at Chipotle.
Did he ask you if you would be offended if he offered you a blowjob?
No.
Oh, okay.
First, he was pointing out my ears. Like, he wasn't talking to me. He was just gesturing at my ears. And he's like, you know, he gestured at my ears and then gave me like a little shrug. Like, what's up with that? And I was like, I don't know what you're asking me.
He's like an unfrozen caveman.
And so I was gesturing back to him. I did something. And then Tim looks back at him and he's doing like this kind of... he's doing like the slit across the throat, right, Tim?
Yeah.
At me. And I was like,
what's going on behind me? Is Noah getting involved in like a mime gang war or something?
And then
the quiet killer.
He comes by and says something and touches me. And like, Tim's like, he just gave you AIDS.
Did I say that?
Yeah. And then I was like, Tim, see, that's why I'm glad you're my friend. Because then you can tell me who gives me AIDS.
Watch out! It's AIDS!
Hey, man, you're going to get AIDS on you. You better wash off that AIDS.
So that was a funny little exchange.
Noah, go in the bathroom. Wash the maids off.
Oh, there was... Did we talk about on here where there was some drug that they used to come out with that was called AIDS?
I can see your house from up here!
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but yeah, it was a weight loss drug.
Yeah.
Spelled AYDS.
Uh-huh.
Distorted View always plays that clip, try new peanut butter AIDS. I haven't listened to that show in a long time. I wonder how it's doing. Probably the same.
It's probably been canceled because Noah hasn't watched it.
It's a podcast.
Tim, I did drop The Mentalist.
You are not alone. America has dropped The Mentalist in droves.
Tim is here with you.
I've got it on my DVR. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Tim is here to stay.
It's just more of the same. Like, there's some other, thing that's antagonizing them, and then it got reviewed for another season. I'm like, I don't think I want to watch this anymore.
Oh, it got renewed? I heard it was on the bubble.
I think I read that got renewed for another season. I didn't check the date of how old that was, though.
2010. Mentalist. Renewed.
Well,
I spelled nude wrong.
I'm going to check the series that I was wondering if it gets.
As of March 13th.
Ooh,
Mentalist still in limbo.
Oh, okay. Andy, did you watch Veronica Mars?
The movie or the show?
The show.
Yes, but not when it was on TV.
Are you going to go see the movie?
Fuck yes. We kickstarted that bad boy.
Yeah. No, really? You contributed to that Kickstarter?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
Oh, dude, like the day it came out, like the day the Kickstarter was up, I read about it and was like, holy shit, Veronica Mars movie has to happen. And I called my wife, and my wife said, holy shit, Veronica Mars movie has to happen. So we kickstarted it. That was my impression of my wife. She was I know you probably got confused, thought she walked in here just for that line, but no, that was me both times.
Or we just thought Andy was doing a crappy impersonation.
That is not what you thought. You were fooled. Admit it to yourself.
Sure, I was fooled.
Then to the world.
I was fooled, you're right.
Thank you, Noah. I'm glad. I'm glad that you're learning honesty in your old age. Fucking 37, dude. You're almost dead.
No, I'm in the prime, my friend. The prime.
Actually, you are in the prime. 37 is prime.
Oh, you're a nerd. Nerd.
You think?
I support that, Andy. You're a nerd.
Thank you.
Whoa, what's good,
Tim? That was a little too good, Tim.
It's Danelle. That's why.
Danelle sounds tired.
Danelle is tired.
Oh, Danelle, take a nap.
I would.
You've earned one.
That
you put up with Tim every day.
They all been out of shape about 2-year-olds on their own.
Oh. Wait till they're 5. Just get them an iPad. Set them up in the living room like we did.
I can hardly wait.
You've been working out a lot,
I'm being
too.
Beckoned.
We can tell. She sounds strong. Tired, but strong. Oh, I think Danelle left.
What's going on?
Did you guys say anything embarrassing?
Yeah.
My wife was on the mic.
Yes, we know.
Oh, okay.
Dropping the ones and twos.
Michael wanted a very specific video to watch on YouTube, and I didn't know how to tell my wife to get it, so I just went over there, figured it out.
Very good.
I thought we carried
on without you.
I thought you did that on purpose. Like, Andy was pretending to his wife. I'm giving my wife one.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So I played along with it a little bit. Then she corrected me, and I was like, "Oh, this isn't what we're doing.
This is not the game we're playing."
Guess I'm just going to play with myself this time. Like every time.
All right, that's depressing.
Andy, tears make good lube.
They do. The best.
But don't get them in your pee hole, they sting.
You know what's better than tears for lube? Like when you get that real good cry on and it just like your sinuses open up, just grab a little of that. That's perfect. It's that cry snot. That's the prime shit.
Depressing old dudes on Tancast.
Hey, Tim, ain't no shame in crymaxing, baby.
What the fuck?
It's a Scrubs reference. I can't take credit.
Oh, all right.
Nice.
Oh, I finally got my MySpace blogs this week.
Yay!
Finally sent them to me, and I was like, wow, I was way too overdramatic for a dude in his late 20s with some of these blogs.
God, what are 50-year-old us going to say about 30-something us?
Perfect.
They were in the primes of their lives. They didn't even know it. They didn't know how good they fucking had it. My balls are going bald.
Ew.
Oh, I guess I'm the only one worried about that. Okay.
I'm black. I can just say mine. It looks good.
Smooth as eggs, son.
Smooth as eggs.
How was
Here's
your
one of my blogs from 2006. Oh. It's quick.
Go ahead.
Right. Subject, fuck this! This is in capital letters.
Ooh.
Why do I have to be at work at 10:30 at fucking night while everybody else has gone home? Oh, Tim will handle it. Fuck all of you! In capital letters. In parentheses, I realize no one responsible for my being here this late will ever read this, but it felt good to say it. There you go.
Is that theater days?
No, that is 2006, my friend. I'm 1 year away from turning 30 years old, and that is how I feel the need to present myself to the online world.
Not much has changed.
Were you still at the radio station then?
I was at the radio station.
Ah, look at me.
If I'm not mistaken, I don't think that was this night. But there was one night where I had to we were giving away a townhouse. And the method so we'd been entering people we're giving away a townhouse for a year. You get to live in it for a year without rent.
I remember that.
And the way we're going to give it away is everybody had a key, and only one key was going to open the door. And so they had to send me to make a bunch of keys the day before. Because why do any planning ahead of time? Do it all the day before. Yeah. So they sent me the day before, and then I had the keys. This was all during the regular work day. And then finally my boss is like, are you going to try all the keys or try the key that's supposed to work? And of course the key that's supposed to work doesn't work. So like we need to get to make a new key that works, and you got to make all the keys look like that key so they don't look different. However, by this time everything's closed except for one person who has to do them like slowly, hand by hand. And so like I was out fucking with these stupid keys until like 10 o'clock at night. I was like, this is such bull. And like everybody else went home. I was like, fuck all you people.
That does suck.
I remember the next day, we were all dressed up to give away this townhouse, all the promotions team, which we normally were wearing, like, T-shirts and whatnot. And my boss, who was a staunch, probably still is, a staunch Democrat, says, I don't know about the promotions team. They're all dressed like Republicans. I was like, well, we could dress like Democrats, but how do you dress like losers? And, whew, he did not find that funny, and I did not give one shit. And I tend to vote Democrat more than not. I still felt the need to jigger him with that. I was like, well, we could dress like losers, and I didn't even watch his reaction. I was like, fuck you. Fuck.
Like, yeah, that's right. I said it. Deal with it.
I don't even know what my diary entries are about. I did not save them.
You can go back in and ask for them. They'll send them to you pretty much right away now.
I might have deleted.
You get a little zip file.
I might have deleted my MySpace.
Of course you did.
All right.
I mean, I knew Andy would, but why, Noah? Why?
I was moving along with my life.
I think
I
asked for my blogs.
You did not have
a
ton of blogs on your MySpace.
No, I did not.
Except for like, this is a song.
Probably.
That's it. Not even like it's good or bad. This is a song.
I have heard it. Now if you click, you will hear it too.
Hooray for songs.
I will not tell you whether I suggest hearing it, merely that I did hear it.
Well, I think the fact that you're posting it means you want other people to hear it.
Or you're like, oh my god, my fucking ears are bleeding and I cannot be the only one suffering.
I was like, yeah, like Friday.
What happened on Friday?
You know she has a song called Saturday?
I can see your house from up here!
Really?
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's unfortunate because it's not great and it's not horrible. It's just another song. It's like, it's kind of funny because she makes references in the video to the old one. And it's like, look, this song isn't shitty. I'm like, you're right, it's not shitty, but it's not remarkable either, so bye. This will be forgotten.
Is it better or worse than Friday?
It's much better than Friday. I mean, the lyrics aren't awful.
Okay.
And
so she's not just naming days of the week?
Well, no, she's not. And also, like, there's a... In the video, like, so the guy who actually wrote the first song, the rapper in the first song, Friday, so they have a guy kind of pretending to be him being kicked out of whatever party they're at. It's funnier in the context.
Okay.
That's hilarious, Tim. Thanks for sharing.
I hate you.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, fuckwad.
Well, All right, then.
So, Noah, you got any more weak stories?
All his stories are weak stories.
Boom! Oh, just right in the sack.
Happy birthday, Tim.
That was beautiful, man.
No, I don't have any more weak W-E-A-K stories.
Okay. Well, I got some.
You have some weak stories?
Yep, all my stories are weak. Boom, right in my
sack. I wish I hadn't wasted that on Noah now.
I know. Just let me waltz right on in. I'm like the not give a shit Leo meme.
Oh, got it.
My in-laws came to visit for my wife's birthday.
Hooray!
No one cares. Next.
Ooh.
So while they were here, we went to go see the bodies exhibit that's in Atlanta right now.
Oh, where they like slice up the bodies and you can see all the inner workings.
Yep.
Seems like that'd be right up everybody's alley.
Yeah, and let me make sure he's not close to the door. All right. So the fiction that we went with for Drew, just to make sure that everything was okay, was that these were all sculptures of human bodies that we were looking at. So you could see how everything was put together. And isn't that interesting? He's 5, so I think he probably wouldn't have freaked out too much about the fact that we were actually standing around a bunch of partial cadavers that had been turned into plastic. He more spent the entire time running from statue to statue going, look, this one's got a peep. Look, this one's got a peep. Look, peep.
Science.
I was like, oh, I'm so glad we're not in here with like a school group or anything.
This one's got a peep.
Your son's gay.
So as we're walking through the exhibits, there's one with like the front like just completely open, like the front of the chest cavity, and I think most of the skin on the face was also gone. So like you can see like the esophagus and the throat and the digestive system and all, you know, like kind of how the organs are all put together. And I mean, it was really fascinating to be able to like look inside and realize, holy crap, like this is, you know, it's not like a diagram or whatever where everything's like kind of pulled apart. Like you realize how like fucking compact and like everything just fits together like a big ass puzzle inside the body, like how those pieces all put together. And my mother-in-law is standing next to one of them and being like, oh yeah, you know, you can see his this and his that and his this and his that. I'm like, they didn't take all the skin off, and that is a lady.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, actually that was like,
gives a new meaning to meat curtains, you know what I'm saying?
Oh no.
Oh, they had a section like specifically Why? About like reproduction. So they had some where there was they had fetuses and they had stuff where you like you could see the internal reproductive organs and whatever. But for the one with the ladies where they had like the cross section of the reproductive organs where you could see like the ovaries and the uterus and the vagina and everything like side on, like it was just out of the body. They still left the external reproductive organs and skin and everything attached to the end of that. It was like the world's weirdest meat fire hose, kinda the way this thing looked. And I'm looking at that thing and I was like, oh, okay, so like the uterus one doesn't have a baby inside of it. It's small. Like it's crazy how big that thing must stretch out to fit a whole baby up in there. And then I realized, like, it just dawned on me. I'm like, I am looking at a dead woman's vagina. That was the only moment in the whole thing where I got creeped out. It was like, this is a dead woman's vagina. This is a dead woman's, like, everything else. Like, I was aware that it was a dead body that I was looking at, and like where the muscles had been like all flayed apart so I could see them. But it was just, I mean, it was kind of fascinating to see everything put together. But like specifically that one like hunk of meat with no context. There wasn't like a face or anything else like that near it or whatever. But I just realized as I was looking at it, this is a dead person's vagina. And I had to walk away from that display for a little while.
Where you
creeped
out
because of his awkward erection. Fist.
Noah, bump it. Okay. Tim's waiting.
It's touching.
All right. Boo. Good. You fisted each other on Tim's birthday.
The gift that keeps on giving you hemorrhoids.
All right. So that was Monday. Then I worked in the middle
Christ,
of the week.
Oh, Christ, man. We got to get to our thing soon. Can't go one day at a time.
No, I was going to say, then on Friday, we went for another adventure. We went to the Atlanta Zoo.
And there were animals and shit. Good story. All right, now.
All right, fuck you.
You know, you can tell the story.
Oh, it's funny. Christ, so, man.
You guys know that my nickname for my wife, like forever, has been Panda. And she has long said that she wanted to make a trip to China, you know, sometime before we die, to go play with the pandas there. Well, she several months ago pointed out and then hinted several times over the last few months that the Atlanta Zoo has this thing where you can pay extra and, like, go in and actually, like, small group talk to a, like, a naturalist, a zookeeper and everything about the pandas, and then, like, actually feed one of the pandas. So when she told me about that, I caught the hint because I'm not a fucking idiot, and I did the research and got her the tickets and everything. The week of her birthday, I'm on the phone with her, like, it was like a Wednesday or Thursday, so it was like right before her birthday, and she asks me, did you ever follow up with the zoo about that panda thing? I'm like, fuck. No, sure, yeah, sure I did. God damn it, you didn't. Okay, well, I hope you got me a good present this year. So she's unwrapping presents on her birthday, and her parents got her a fucking iPad. And she was floored. Like, she had no idea that the new iPad was coming. She's like, this is amazing. Like, this is way too extravagant, a present. And then I think I topped it when she opened up her card, and it had the printout of the thing for the pandas. So, yeah, her parents and I kind of wandered around the zoo while she and Drew went back in to feed the pandas. And I think my son may be a bit of a pussy.
No.
Apple tree.
Aww. Come on, sir. It's only heights that I'm afraid of, and those things can kill you. Now, granted, they were feeding snacks to a carnivore. Well, I mean, it's not actually a carnivore, but it's a carnivore. It's got the teeth and the claws and everything for a carnivore. They just decided to go vegan for some fucking reason.
Because fuck nature.
Yep. Yeah, so I think my wife's experience with the pandas was a little bit tempered by the fact that she was dealing with Drew, like, and just kind of pushing the biscuit, like, with one finger, poking it towards the panda.
Should have just pulled out his peep, and then he would have been good.
Yeah. Look, Panda, I got a peep. I got a peep, you got a peep. We're both... Oh, that's the crazy thing. The panda that he was feeding is the panda that was born, like, 4 days after him. So, like, while I was going back and forth to the hospital waiting for, you know, my wife's liver to shut down so they would cut my son out of her, you know, Atlanta was, like, on panda watch while I was on Drew watch, I guess. So I actually remember that shit. When Caitlin came out, she's like, he was feeding the panda that was born the same time as him. I was like, wow, it's a small world. Well, it's also a small zoo. They don't have that many pandas, but that is kind of funny.
Aw, so, it's adorable.
We also watched a bunch of movies with them. We watched Planes, which was and we watched Frozen, which was pretty damn good.
I still haven't seen that yet.
It was not nearly as good as the Lego movie. There were lots of things in it where I was like, yep, called it. But, like, the songs were good. The story was... I would say this may be the most, like, Disney princess-empowering one since The Princess and the Frog.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd say, you know, if you got daughters, check this one out. And we also saw Calendar Girls with... her name... Helen Mirren.
Okay.
And I would gilf Helen Mirren right in the gilf.
Okay. Things you didn't want to hear for 100, Bob.
Yeah, the movie's hilarious. It's a good movie. It's a good story. Based on a true story. And yeah, Helen Mirren was looking way better than anyone pushing 50 had any right to do.
Excellent.
All right, so we're just going to drop that there. Leave that hanging out. No comment from anyone else?
I'd hit it. I saw a photo of her in a bikini.
All right.
I'd double tap that.
Yep.
Now I have to look her up.
I'll break off her hip.
Oh.
She's not that old, everybody.
No.
Actually, she is pushing 50, but that's not...
No, she was pushing 50 when this movie was made a decade ago. She was pushing 60 a decade ago. Now she is 68.
Well, then I saw a picture of her more recently in a bikini, and she still looked good.
Yep. Time stopped for Helen Mirren.
I mean, you know.
I think it's her boobs. They give off some sort of aura. I think if I could stand close enough to Helen Mirren's boobs, I would never grow old and I would never die.
Like Cocoon?
Like Cocoon.
Would you also eat some oatmeal?
Yes, but that's only to keep away the diabetes.
Diabetes.
I'm Wilford Brimley. Eat oatmeal. You won't get old, you won't ever die.
Pretty good, buddy. Pretty good.
So, Tim, anything interesting in your week coming up on your birthday? Your big 3-7?
Nope.
Perfect. Exactly like you want to go into your birthday. Mediocrity.
I got my MySpace blogs back. What more do you need, baby?
All right. That's good.
My son has been saying happy birthday, or singing happy birthday to daddy for the last, I don't know, since my wife's birthday in December. So then when it was finally time, Thursday night we had a little party for me because I'm doing this in the morning. I'm going to work right after this, and then I have a show tonight, so there's no chance to really celebrate my birthday with the family today.
You are birthdaying like an adult. You got other shit to do.
Exactly. So literally, he did not sing it the entire time we were celebrating my birthday. And this morning, my wife tried to get him to say it. He still wouldn't say it. I was like, you've been saying it constantly!
It's like, we're done with that. That time is over.
Oh, he said it Friday and Saturday.
Oh.
I've moved along with my life.
He's like, listen, buddy, I don't do it when you want me to do it.
I'm not your dancing monkey.
I'm not your monkey. I don't dance for you. Oh, you want me to shuck a jive for you, master?
But you know what the greatest birthday present of all would be? What? To hear you guys battle it out in the worst movie ever tournament.
Oh, Tim.
Because I got to go to, we got to wrap this up.
We can do that shit for you.
Worst movie ever tournament.
So, Noah, speaking of shit, you want me to go first?
Sure, I predict Andy's going to win this one.
My movie this week is the movie so shitty they made a sequel. Grown Ups 2.
Grown Harder.
A few years ago, some old friends shared an unforgettable weekend. This year, they've moved back to their hometown. To focus on what really matters.
This is such a good place to raise a family.
Riding your bike to school in the morning. You couldn't do that in LA.
Yeah, thank God nothing crazy ever happens around here.
Hop in this thing for a minute.
I'm next.
Now, their kids are getting older.
Will I have boobies like mommy's?
Never. I don't ever want you to have those.
But they're not growing up without a fight.
I was inside you!
Grown Ups too.
There's a raft in there? Who did that?
Yeah, so you may have thought to yourself, hey, self, I thought Grown Ups was supposed to be a pretty fucking shitty movie. What the fuck are they doing making a sequel? And I would say to yourself, I got no clue. This thing was pointless. So remember how I said the other week that I got, I think it was like 40 minutes into a movie and I still hadn't laughed? I got all the way through this movie and I don't think I even really smiled with both halves of my mouth at the same time.
To be fair, you said you made it to the outtakes at the end and didn't laugh.
That's what it was. Well, there were no fucking outtakes on this one.
There was no saving it.
There was no saving it. So, yeah. Grown Ups had 30 out of 100 on Metacritic, and they went, you know what? Fuck it. We'll do this again. But you know what? We're not going to put as much goddamn effort into it. So Grown Ups 2, 19 out of 100 on Metacritic. That is less than 1 star out of 5 that this fucking movie got. That is like... I think I could probably smear some shit on celluloid and I'd at least get 2 stars because it was daring. This movie did... I think this movie's idea of being edgy was to have the... Oh, fucking Kevin James. That dude is like the death of humor. So they had him... They had some like recurring bit with him burp, sneeze, farting. And they even came up with a name for it that was only slightly shorter than burp, sneeze, fart. But I'm not going to remember what it was, because fuck this movie. Adam Sandler, at least, wasn't doing any goddamn voice. He was just doing Adam Sandler voice. But it was Adam Sandler fuck. Adam Sandler movies are miss or shit lately. Kevin James, who I don't know why they keep casting him in comedies. They should just like fucking cast him in The Guy Serving Me Ice Cream or some shit like that. This guy should not be fucking famous.
Really? Chris I like Kevin
Rock,
James.
Chris Rock, who's funny. But like they did not give him any space in this goddamn movie to spread his wings. There was one line about like white people aren't even afraid of black people anymore, where a bunch of douchebag frat guys like chase him off a cliff into a swimming hole or some shit like that.
Including like, shirtless guy from Twilight.
What was that?
Including shirtless guy from Twilight.
Yes, yes. Yeah, the only to jump on that, the only good moment in this movie is watching Taylor fucking Lautner knock Adam Sandler out. Adam Sandler's supposed to be the guy that you're rooting for, but somehow Stone Cold Steve Austin decides that that he's not going to beat up Adam Sandler in front of his kid, and he's instead going to really shittily pretend to be afraid of Adam Sandler so Adam Sandler can win the fight and be the good dad in front of his kid. I'm sure they thought there was a message in all of that, but it's fucking lost on me. And then they got Selma Hayek and Maria Bello, two real actresses in this thing, and Maya Rudolph, who we've seen be fucking hilarious, and instead she's just sort of being like awkward housewife kind of shit. Steve Buscemi, who can be funny. Nick Swardson, who can be funny. Colin Quinn, I've never really found that funny. John Lovitz, I don't know what the fuck they put him in here for, but... Oh, and Shaquille O'Neal. The big joke about Shaquille O'Neal in this movie was apparently that Shaquille O'Neal is in this movie. And he's kind of a big guy. That was his joke. But they kept fucking hammering on that thing.
Because he is big.
He is.
Am I right?
Yeah.
And I believe he had a jerry curl.
He had it. Well, it wasn't a jerry curl. So he had like kind of like afro around the sides and then bald on top. Just like Tim Meadows. That was the big joke about them. And then Tim Meadows' son, the big joke about him was he sounded like fucking Urkel trying to be a rap star. That was, I guess, hilarious.
Andy, have you seen this movie before?
Grown Ups 2?
Yeah.
Never. Never, ever. Well, you know what? Actually, I can't say that with quite that conviction. I may have seen it, but my guts may have crawled their way up my throat, and my viscera might have strangled that memory out of my brain.
Good Lord in heaven.
For some reason, you're describing it as sounding familiar.
It may be because I only have a limited vocabulary, Noah. I use a lot of big words, but they're all the same words. You just got to listen real closely. You'll start to hear the patterns. So, I was texting with Tim when he was asking what movies we were going to see. And I told him it was Grown Ups 2. And he said something like, you know, holy shit, dude. Or I couldn't, you're a braver man than I couldn't sit through that shit. And I told him that I was actually producing shit. And I think I preferred the smell of my own feces to what I was watching. I would have rather spent an hour and 40 minutes in the bathroom, head over the bowl, than doing what I actually do. But you know what? I suffer for you guys because I care. Happy birthday, Tim.
Thanks.
Noah, top it.
Wow, Andy's a little cocky today.
I feel like I undersold the last one, so I got to go stronger on this one. What? You know why? Because I'm going to keep you guys guessing. I'm an enigma.
What'd you say?
I'm a riddle.
Oh, enigma.
Oh.
Hey, what did you say?
I'm sorry, Tim.
Dead honky.
I'm in a cracker. Is that better?
Much. Thank you.
So I watched Haunted House.
In January 2012, one couple moved into a new home. The events that followed have never been explained.
How could someone so cute be so stink?
We're investigating paranormal activity at the Johnson residence in suburban Los Angeles.
Yeah, I kicked you in your ghost balls. I got something for you.
It is an exorcism happening, people! Oh, Shields from Old Spider-Man!
I'm Father Doug. I'm here to unpossess you.
Do you know how to connect the cuts?
Tic-tac-toe in your face!
Welcome to the Terror Dome!
Come on, jam!
Man,
breath is kicking. I can only imagine what the kitty smell like.
Which is the Damon Wayans movie that is like a parody of the paranormal movies.
Oh, the one that was so great that they didn't even make it a fill-in-the-blank movie? Where they just went out on their own and redid the same shit?
Pretty much.
And they're making another one.
Right.
So
I'm going to sit back for this one.
It was pretty much Paranormal Activity, except with some, and I'm doing using a finger quotes here, funny stuff thrown in.
It was kind of like Scary Movie. It was just the script for Scream with, again, your same finger quotes, funny shit thrown in.
Look, it's Scream, but there's a penis on stage.
Was Scary Movie, I feel like at one time they were funny. Like, they could do a good parody.
Scary Movie, I think, was funny. I think Scary Movie 2 was like, all right, move along now.
But I swear it was so, like, just the script for Scream with jokes added in.
I think you're right. But I think they were actually funny jokes that time.
And this is pretty much paranormal. Like, it was, like, they actually had some kind of, like, well, they weren't totally playing for scares, but they were, like, serious, like, hey, I'm being dragged out of the room, and, like, and there's nothing funny about this part. And then in between, like, oh, you know, the wife gets possessed, and Cedric the Entertainer,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the one that's still alive. He comes in, and, you know, she yells at him, and he's like, ooh, your breath is kicking, and he, you know, sprays some stuff in her mouth. But, like, so I guess it wasn't the worst movie. It just wasn't funny. Like, nothing was really that funny. So in the beginning of the movie, his girlfriend's moving him. And so he gets a new camera, and it's going to start recording everything, which, like, I don't know why anyone would ever do that anyways. Like, people record stuff, but no one records everything. Like, oh, shit. Like, I mean, and this is just a problem with the whole premise of these movies anyways, is that, like, oh, we're even though crazy shit is happening right now, I'm still going to remember to bring the camera.
Wait, are you saying there's a flawed premise in a haunted house?
There is.
Oh. So,
he has a little dog, right? And so sometimes you don't know if, like, it's supposed to be funny or if they just, you know, didn't care. His girlfriend drives in the driveway and hits his dog. The little, you know, fake dead dog they have looks nothing like his dog. I mean, I wouldn't say it was small and hairy, but that was about it. And then they proceed to have, like, this whole, like, 4 or 5 minute scene where he's mourning the dog and running down the street carrying it, and they're burying it. He acts out a sex scene with a stuffed animal and records that, which was not funny. And then they jump right to ghosts. Like, one thing happens, like, oh, my keys moved, and, like, I think there's a ghost here. Like, really? That's it? Like, maybe, you know, keys fell.
Not somebody came and moved my keys?
Yeah, like, there's a ghost. There's a whole other subtext with his friend and his friend's wife who want to have a Mandingo party. And they keep hinting at that. And there's like, so, you know, if this is his friend talking to is it Damon? Yeah, it's Damon, right? No.
No, it's Marlon.
Marlon. He keeps talking to him. He's like, so, you know, would you ever, you know, think about, you know, having sex with someone else's wife? And, like, you know, Marlon's like, no, I'm not into that. And his friend's like, neither am I. And then he keeps, like, saying stuff along those lines. And so the whole movie is like them coming back to that. And at one point when they're like running for the house looking for the ghost, or looking for actually Marlon Wayne's wife, they run into the garage and there's like a bunch of black guys and that guy's wife, and like, oh, we wonder where you show up. That was it. I was like, oh, one funny thing I did laugh at, I was like, that's funny, is when they finally, like, it's obvious that there's ghosts, Marlon Wayne's like, fuck this, I'm out of here. And he runs out to the house and packs up a moving truck, and it's like, I'm ready to go. But then he comes back, he goes, I'm not gonna be able to sell a house in this market.
Really? Oh, come on. They could have at least, like, just had a major character just disappear, like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
And he leaves, awesome.
And that's it. You just don't see him the rest of the movie.
Until, like, the credits, he's like, man, sucks for those guys.
That was pretty funny. I was like, that is funny. That's what you should be doing.
Alright, yes. So, Noah?
Yes.
Grown Ups 2 is the kind of movie where the big get is the fact that during a big-ass party, Jay Giles Band shows up.
Who?
Exactly. So Jay Giles Band is the ones that did Centerfold, Angels of Centerfold.
Oh.
Now here's the funny part. Jay Giles Band has been around for fucking 45 years, something like that. It's named after the lead guitarist, who did not appear in the film. So, it is the current members, the current touring members of the band, which does not include the guy that the band is actually fucking named for. He appeared nowhere in this film.
Well, that's it. That ruins it for me. I don't want to see Grown Ups 2. I mean, that was... I was like, I want to see Jay Giles' band because I am a big Jay Gilesophile.
Andy does tend to pick on, like, the weirdest thing. Like it could be like it was a shitty movie, had a bad premise, had bad jokes, but it's like this band you never heard of.
No. Yes.
This band you don't care about. And yes. Not a...
No, but like that was the bit. That was a big fucking thing. Like they performed like 3 or 4 songs during the movie.
Who cares?
They had one song that I knew.
Who cares? If you didn't know who they were, you wouldn't care at all.
Oh, wait.
That's
I forgot.
Hilarious.
The big get for Haunted House was they had Two Live Crew show up, and Luke, the main singer, was not there at all. And they did like 4 or 5 songs. No, Two Live Crew didn't show up. I'm just making
that
up.
What the fuck, Noah? That was...
Sorry.
Noah, stop piggybacking. I'm sorry, buddy. I know it's our year, but I just had to had to intervene there.
Noah got into that cockpit with no guns and no gas and just dropped his plane into the ocean. Ooh, sorry.
Take that, fish.
Bad timing. Bad timing on that joke. My bad.
Oh, hey, we don't know that one actually went into the ocean.
Still, I wasn't intending to reference that. Granted, yes. By the time most of our listeners listen to this, that event will be far in our nation's history, or any nation's history.
Yeah. It's like, I am constantly seeing shit on Reddit pop up onto the front page. It's like... Malaysian Airlines, whatever, 34, 33, or whatever. God, I'm so dismissive, and like a bunch of people died. That's not the point, though. It keeps popping up where it's like updated timeline. Like people keep like fucking posting it. I keep downvoting it because it's like you still don't know where it is. There is no new in your news. When they have, and I know CNN's probably putting this thing up 24/7, but when you have something to fucking report. Let me know. Until then, it's a big wide world. There's other shit to find out about.
That's the way our world is, my friend. We want to know stuff.
All right. Before Anyways. Andy fucking takes this all the way, and Noah, you both are taking this baton and running it away from our contest.
I have to decide
which of these two movies is the worst.
Noah, you know where my fist is. News is entertainment is going to be the downfall of our civilization.
Shut your face hole! Bump it! Shut it!
Bump it. Bumped.
Yeah! That's right. All right, now you can vote, Tim.
All right, Grown Ups 2 versus A Haunted House.
And I'm not, I can't switch
it's
my
funny.
Vote
I should
on
have
this
given
one.
Some advanced thought to this since I've known for 3 days. Well, 2 days for Noah. Fuck. Noah isn't selling his as an overly crappy movie.
Yeah, but
everything
I will
Andy,
agree.
Every time Andy
seen.
Sees a movie, it's the worst movie of all time.
It is.
He's the boy who cried crappy movie.
Andy has good taste in shitty movies.
That's true. You hated Air Force One, so I have to take everything you say with a grain of salt.
Haunted House is just not it's not worth your time. It's just not funny. It's not inspired, and yeah.
Yeah. So being completely real with you, Grown Ups 2 was also just a huge waste of fucking time.
The problem is, of the two, like, Grown Ups 2 at least looks like... Maybe that would make it worse, but it looks like, of the two, like, if like, okay, you have to watch one of these two movies. I'm like, I'll watch Grown Ups 2. But I feel like maybe I would be more disappointed because there's more people in that I like. So sort of the Batman and Robin theory of crappy movies. So that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to say Grown Ups 2 wins this.
For the disappointment factor?
Exactly.
It's got Steve Buscemi, and they gave him fucking nothing to do.
Oh, yep. I stand by that. So, Grown Ups 2, you are the winner.
Grown Ups 2 wins Fatality.
Yay.
Happy birthday to me next.
That's right. You're the next one.
I am.
Woo!
Stumbles befallen.
I finished watching a crappy movie for next week, and it is crappy.
Oh.
It's just as crappy as advertised.
I'm glad I'm not up against you then. Right? Yeah,
Did
no,
you
I can't
do
go
last
3 weeks
two?
In
yeah,
a row.
Yeah, it's me against Noah.
Yeah.
Excellent. I should watch a movie.
Well, you got a week.
I should do
Noah, find something as shitty as my movie.
Might I suggest Grown Ups 1, Noah?
No. I'm not your friend.
All right.
What?
I still love you.
I was going through lists of crappy movies, and a lot of them aren't on Netflix streaming.
Yes.
Yeah, Netflix. I noticed that too. They had a few months ago. They had a bunch more really really shitty movies. But like that one Japanese like poop demon zombie one that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, that one appears to have disappeared. I think Netflix knows what we're doing and is like actively thwarting us.
Because these studios are like, get our thing off Netflix. We don't want to end up on Tagcast because they are tastemakers. The seven people who listen will stop watching our movies forever.
I think Netflix is taking them away from us because, like, no, because if they say this is shitty, other people are going to want to go see how shitty it is, and it's going to like suddenly have a bump, and then we're going to have to pay more for this thing. We just can't. We can't have that. We can't afford it. Japanese shit zombies. That's we got $4 budgeted for that thing. It can't go up to $5.
There you go.
I killed it. I can sense it. Okay. Now it can haunt us, and we can make a movie about it. Maybe get Shaquille O'Neal.
Do you have Comcast, Noah?
No.
Your roommates don't?
They got the dish.
Oh, so they don't have on-demand movies for free?
They might. I never really watch cable, so I could look.
Because Comcast had some shitty movies on demand. That's how I saw Troll 2 back a few weeks back.
Oh, that's how I saw Grown Ups 2.
They have Xanadu on there currently, which was what I was going to suggest. But if you don't have Comcast, you can't see it. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you, Noah.
Zartos.
Oh, shit.
What the hell?
Zardoz.
Zardoz?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
It's this... I mean, I think it's... They talked about it on Film Sack, but it's like
Have you seen Zardoz? Seen
no.
Oh, I will see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't have to watch another movie. I've already done that time.
Okay, Eddie's very happy.
Oh. Yes.
I'll also say, not that this is legal and I recommend this, but there are a lot of shitty movies that somehow got uploaded in their entirety to YouTube for free. I mean, a lot of them you have to check because it'd be like, do you want to pay $1.99 for this? I'm like, no, I don't ever. But sometimes it would just be like, blah, 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 full movie. I was like, really?
And sometimes you click on those and it's just a static shot of go to blah, 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 findourmovies.com.
Yes. So like, you gotta watch that. But
I will report you. Why? Because fuck you. Had my hopes up for a shitty movie.
But sometimes you just do a search for a movie trailer and you're like, wait a minute, that's the whole movie. Good times.
Good times were had by
then all. You watch it and you're like, no, I was wrong. I used the wrong modifier in front of times.
Like Jack Frost, in fact. When I went to go search for the trailer, I was like, hey, that's the whole movie. And that's why I got the I can see your house from here as our link sound for this week.
Oh, that was funny.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was funny.
No.
It was funny.
No,
come on, Tim. You laughed.
Jack Frost gets hit by a car. Not Jack Frost, the serial killer gets hit by a car. And the snowman flies up in the air. And the ADR line they put over it is, hey, I can see your house from here. Meanwhile, half his face is bleeding off from the antifreeze that got thrown in it. So he's not in a jokey mood.
Oh.
That's what makes him funny.
Yes.
That's the comedy, Tim.
No! I'm dying most gruesomely, but I'm still going to be a little bit funny.
And Christmas came early this year. Also a good line.
Oh, did he say that in the movie? I can't remember.
Yes. All right. Never trust. Skip me. I'm going to think about this one.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Never trust homeless people not to give you AIDS.
Wow! Going out strong, Noah. You're doing it like an overly dramatic 29-year-old with a blog.
This week, I hate back pain.
Seems legit.
Okay.
No one can fault you for that. No one. I don't think anyone's going to take the counter argument. I love back pain. Maybe a chiropractor.
It's so fun.
It's my bread and butter. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend. Tancast.
My wife keeps trying to get me to the chiropractor. I was like, what's he going to do, slaughter a goat?
He may.
She's like, no, he's gonna stretch you. I'm like, and tell me that it cures cancer. Thanks, I'll go to a real doctor.
Oh, Andy, come
burn,
on.
Burn, chiropractors. Burn. How you like that? Andy doesn't like your voodoo magic.
Suck it, chiropractors.
Burn.
Yeah, he still has a hurt back, so there you go.
Well,
yes. Yeah, so who's the big winner? Who's laughing now?
I'm Why laughing Andy, now, but not back. Too hard, because it kind of, you know, makes the discs move a little.
See, I just made that same joke way quicker.
God damn it.
Words. Remember, never trust Andy to use
No. You save that. No double dipping. This week I hate double dipping. Mm. Take it.
Never trust Andy to use 10 words. Well, 100 will do.
It's because I'm not very good at drawing, Noah, and I got to use 1,000 before I get up to one picture. Oh, no. And this week you're doing it like a guy whose mic is attacking his face.
Actually, it was attacking my crotch in that instance.
Oh, hey. Hello.
My Hello, wife. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
It's a head mic.
have your wife break you off some before work.
Yeah, I see that happening. Hey, Michael, stay out here for a minute.
Play with this knife. I'll be back.
Play with what the
fuck? I mean, we got like 30 seconds before this goes horribly wrong. Just blow on the tip a little. Just look at it. Just say a kind word towards it.
Kind word all right, towards done. It. All right.
Have a week.
Or don't.
Remember to love each other. Anally.